Let's talk about the origins of The Black Museum, a gripping radio crime drama that first aired in 1951, and you can listen now at www.myclassicradio.net. This program, created by Harry Allen Towers, wasn't just a narrative invention. It drew directly from Scotland Yard's collection of real artifacts tied to historical crimes. These artifacts, everyday objects like tools and personal items, became the focal points of dramatized tales that illuminated the chilling stories behind them. Ira Marion, the scriptwriter, brought these stories to life, weaving narratives around the objects on display in the Black Museum. Now, pairing this with the talents of Orson Welles was, honestly, a stroke of genius. Welles served as both host and narrator, and his voice had this commanding presence, this balance of authority and mystery, that just, well, you know, pulled listeners in. It was like he was holding a flashlight, guiding us through these dark, intricate cases. The show's production and distribution also had an interesting twist. Although it's sometimes misconstrued as a BBC production, it was actually independent and ran on syndication through stations like the Mutual Network in the United States. And over in England, it aired on Radio Luxembourg. This commercial model was a contrast to the BBC's ad-free broadcasts, but for its time, it worked. Radio Luxembourg, in particular, found a way to reach English audiences by scheduling its nightly shows outside the BBC's jurisdiction, which was kind of clever, don't you think? So, right out of the gate, The Black Museum set itself apart, not just in format, but in storytelling, blending real artifacts with dramatic reenactments to create something truly unique. One of the standout aspects of The Black Museum was, undoubtedly, the way it dramatized its stories. It wasn't just about recounting historical crimes. It was about immersing listeners in the tension and emotion of each case. A big part of this came down to Sidney Torch's music. His compositions didn't just sit in the background. They became a character in their own right, heightening suspense, highlighting key moments, and frankly, keeping you on edge through every twist and turn. It's amazing how much music can shape the mood of a narrative like this, isn't it? And the storytelling itself? That's where The Black Museum really distinguished itself. Unlike its counterpart, Whitehall 1212, which leaned into the procedural aspects of crime, focusing on the police's perspective from crime scene to investigation, The Black Museum took a completely different angle. By often viewing events through the lens of the criminal, it offered a much more, let's say, visceral experience. This approach added layers of dramatic intensity, like putting listeners right in the mind of the perpetrator, something that made it feel almost too real at times. And then there were the artifacts. Orson Welles would start each episode by drawing attention to a seemingly mundane object, a knife, a pair of gloves, or even something as ordinary as a photo frame. These objects weren't just props. They were the linchpins of the entire story. Each one unlocked a narrative that explained its sinister backstory, leaving listeners to wonder how something so innocuous could be tied to something so dark. It was one of those storytelling techniques that kept people hooked, you know? This combination of music, perspective, and artifact-driven storytelling is what made The Black Museum so unique. When we look at the legacy of The Black Museum, it's clear this wasn't just another radio program. It was a trailblazer in the true crime genre. During its run on the Mutual Network, and later on Radio Luxembourg, the show wasn't only limited to domestic audiences. It found an international following. Through these broadcasts, it reached listeners far beyond England and the United States, carving out a global footprint in the early 1950s. Now, a big part of its appeal came down to the way it blended storytelling with historical artifacts. It made you think about how ordinary everyday objects could come to represent acts of unimaginable horror. That unique concept allowed it to transcend its era. I mean, when you think about it, its influence touches so much of today's true crime media. Consider the layered narrative techniques we see today. Many of them, I'd argue, can trace their roots back to programs like The Black Museum. The immersive dramatization, the exploration of the human psyche, the framing of a story around a single poignant detail, it's a structure that stood the test of time, adapted again and again in modern storytelling. And it wasn't just about entertainment. It also gave radio a new purpose, one that bridged authenticity and imagination. The Black Museum didn't just entertain, it educated, pushed boundaries, and ultimately inspired generations of storytellers to come. That's a legacy worth remembering. And that's all for today. Thanks for joining me on this journey into the Black Museum. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the stories that shape our world at www.myclassicradio.net.